CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 16th of February, 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB has announced its Scout, Cadet and Girl Guiding Youth Champion. Listen out for stations operating for World Thinking Day on the air. New resources and ideas have been added to the RSGB British Science Week web pages. The RSGB is delighted to announce that Samuel McCutcheon, M7UEL, will be the RSGB's Scout, Cadet and Girl Guiding Youth Champion. Sam brings a wealth of hands-on experience to the role, having been part of the Scouts from a young age in Beavers and then working his way up to Network. He then progressed to become an assistant section leader. This knowledge will help the RSGB youth team to engage and offer amateur radio support to not only the Scouts, but also the Cadets and Girl Guiding. If you'd like to congratulate Sam on his role, or if you have any ideas you think would be useful to share, email him via youthchampion.scouts@rsgb.org.uk. Lots of amateur radio stations are on the air this weekend and next weekend for World Thinking Day on the air. Listen out for them and encourage the young and girl guiding members. You can find details of some of the active stations via rsgb.org/thinking-day. But if your station isn't listed, please share details on the RSGB social media channels. The aim of the event is to encourage Girl Guiding members to make friendships with those in other units using amateur radio as the means of communication. Have you visited the RSGB's British Science Week web pages yet? Two new worksheets have recently been added to inspire you to get involved and showcase amateur radio to new audiences. The activities were designed by the RSGB outreach team to fit in with this year's British Science Week theme of Change and Adapt. If you'd like to deliver these activities to schools or youth groups, the Society has sample lesson plans, risk assessments, and a guide to contacting your local school available on its website. Remember that the British Science Week isn't just for younger audiences, it's open to all. If you're looking for ideas to get your friends and family involved, or a local community group, go to rsgb.org/BravoSierraWhiskey and visit the British Science Week resources page. There's a wealth of ideas available, from looking at the history of radio communications to building a sustainable system using only solar panels. If you have activity planned for British Science Week, let the RSGB know by emailing the RSGB British Science Week coordinator, Ian Neil M0KEO, via Bravo Sierra Whiskey at rsgb.org.uk. Details of events taking place will be shared on the Society's website. The deadline for the RSGB construction competition is Saturday, the 1st of March, which means you have less than 2 weeks left to submit your entry. The judges will be considering entries in six categories: beginners, construction excellence, innovation, software, antennas and outreach. To find out how to submit your application, go to rsgb.org/construction-competition. The results of the competition will be announced during the 2025 RSGB Annual General Meeting on the 12th of April. If you're passionate about amateur radio and have some spare time to support fellow radio amateurs, why not become an RSGB District Representative? There are currently 12 vacancies across the United Kingdom, including Belfast, Cambridgeshire and Lancashire. To find out if there's a vacancy in your region, go to rsgb.org/volunteers and then get in touch with the regional representative of the district with the vacancy. Amateur radio operators are reminded to take care when operating on the WRC 15 secondary amateur allocation at 5 MHz. The UK still has no access to the full WRC 15 allocation. Despite requests, this seems unlikely to change in the foreseeable future. Whilst the UK is fortunate to have more generous licence conditions, it is imperative that these are not put at risk by irresponsible operating in violation of the licence conditions, particularly in the 5358 to 5362 gap, where there is no UK allocation. The RSGB website has detailed advice for operators, both for SSB and digital modes, on its rsgb.org/5MHZulu web page. Please take care not to transmit outside of the UK segments, even if you hear other amateurs transmitting. Remember that signals heard may be coming from amateurs in other countries with different allocations. The RSGB ARDF committee is pleased to announce the return of the British ARDF Championships in 2025. The championships will be held as a three-day festival in early April. Entries open on the 1st of March and will remain open right up until the event itself. Further information and updates can be found at tinyurl.com/AlphaRomeoDeltaFoxtrot25. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline for submissions is 10 a.m. on Thursdays before the Sunday broadcast each week. And now for details of rallies and events. The Red Rose Winter Rally is due to take place on Sunday the 23rd of February from 10 a.m. at Mather Hall, Mather Lane, Lee, Lancashire, WN7 2PJ. For more information, visit whiskeymikeromeocharlie.co.uk. The Lagan Valley Amateur Radio Society Annual Rally will take place on Saturday the 1st of March at Hillsborough Village Centre, 7 Ballinagh Hinch Road, BT26 6AR. For more details, visit Lima Victor Alpha Romeo Sierra dot Uniform Kilo. On the 2nd of March, the Exeter Radio Rally is taking place at a new venue. The event will be held at the Ken Centre, postcode Echo X-Ray 6, 7 Uniform Echo, from 10 a.m. Traders and catering will be available on site. For more information, phone Pete G3ZVI on 07714-198-374 or email golf3zuluvictorindia@yahoo.co.uk. Now the special event news. Darren 2E0LXY is hosting a special amateur radio event to raise funds for the Sheffield Children's Hospital today. He will be operating on the 80, 40, 20, 17, 15, 12 and 10 metre bands using FT8. He will also be active on the 2 metre and 70 cents bands using FM. DMR users can talk to Darren via Brandmeister, talk group 23530. More information, including how to make a donation, is available via Darren's QRZ.com page. Special call sign Sierra 5701 Delta X-Ray is running during February in memory of Slavko S57DX, who became Silent Key last February. The station has been heard recently using CW and SSB on the HF bands. For more information, visit QRZ.com. From the 1st to the 28th of March, George MM0JNL will once again be activating special event station Golf Bravo Zero Golf Tango Sierra. This year, the station is active in support of the Great Tommy Sleepout. This national challenge aims to raise funds and awareness for all former UK service personnel who are living homeless. More details are available at qrz.com and romeobravolimaindia.co.uk. Now the DX News. Bob NC6Q is active as Hotel Papa 1 Tango Tango from Panama until tomorrow. He's operating CW and some SSB on the 40, 20, 15 and 10 meter bands, QSL Director NC6Q. Data VU2DSI is operating from Lonar Lake in India from the 20th to the 24th of February. This unique location was formed by the impact of a meteor around 550,000 years ago. The station will be active on the 40, 20, 15 and 10 meter bands using SSD. More information can be found at qrz.com. Claudio HB9OAU is active as Delta 44 Oscar Alpha from Sal Island, AF086, Cape Verde, until Tuesday the 18th. He's operating using CW and SSB on the 40 to 6 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World and Clublog. Now the contest news. The ARRL International DX Contest started at 0 hours on Saturday the 15th and runs until 23:59 UTC today. Using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and transmit power. United States stations also send their state and Canadian stations send their province. On Tuesday the 18th, the RSGB 1.3 gigs activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC. Using all modes on the 23 centimeter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday the 20th, the RSGB 70 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC. Using all modes on the 4 meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The CQ 160 meter DX contest starts at 2200 UTC on Friday the 21st and ends at 2200 UTC on Sunday the 23rd of February. Using SSB on the 160 meter band, the exchange is signal report and CQ zone. United States stations also send their state and Canadian stations send their province. The REF contest starts at 0600 UTC on Saturday the 22nd and ends at 1800 UTC on Sunday the 23rd of February. Using SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and serial number. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, GCYLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 13th of February 2025. Two large coronal holes on the Sun's surface have been spraying solar material towards Earth, pushing the KP index to a high of 4.67. The solar wind speed has been consistently higher than 500 kilometers per second, and with a south-pointing interplanetary magnetic field, the plasma has flooded into the Earth's magnetic field. There have been a few aurora warnings, but these have only been minor. As a result, the ionosphere has not been too badly affected, and daytime maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000 kilometer path have generally remained above 28 megahertz, with the odd dip towards 24 megahertz. Coronal mass ejections have not made an appearance, and there were only three M-class flares between the 9th and 13th of February. Meanwhile, the solar flux index fell to the 150s and 160s last week. Recent HFDX has included the V73WW de-expedition on the Marshall Islands, which has been worked from the UK, including on the 40, 30 and 20 metre bands using CW. The TX7N DX expedition to Marquesas Island in French Polynesia has just finished. It wasn't an easy path, but it was worked from the UK on all bands from 30 to 12 metres using FT8, CW and SSB. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index could rise a little to be in the 180 to 190 range. Once Earth is free from the effects of the current coronal hole stream, we may expect the KEP index to retreat, perhaps to a maximum of 2. So, DX next week could be quite reasonable, but as always, keep an eye on solarham.com for daily updates. And now the VHF and UP propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The lingering high pressure just to the east of the UK is holding weather fronts over western Britain for the time being, with any tropo benefits confined to eastern areas and being marginal at best. During the coming week, changes will be slow, but gradually a more determined push on the Atlantic fronts may bring them over most areas except the extreme southeast of the country. This will make rain scatter more accessible, although the models suggest that the fronts are likely to become weaker, so they will not be especially useful by the time they reach the southeast. Sporadic is in its quiet season now, as are the meteor scatter prospects, with no meteor showers in attendance until the spring lyrids in late April. Perhaps this quieter time is a chance to do some operating housekeeping. For example, you could update a list of nearby repeaters and beacons to help you track developing openings. Or maybe you could consider trying a new mode or band. Perhaps you could learn to use digital modes for meteor scatter. Maybe consider joining the increasing numbers trying CW on the 2-meter band. Moon declination went negative again on Saturday the 15th, and path losses are rising as the moon moves away to apogee. Furthest point from the Earth. On Tuesday the 18th, 144 MHz sky noise is low for most of the coming week, but goes high for the weekend of Saturday the 22nd. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. So for the South West, coverage from the repeaters and my station in Bristol, and South Wales, meetings only. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on the fourth Wednesday of each month from 8pm at The Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. Isle of Avalon Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6pm. And now what you've all been waiting for. Mendip Repeater Group is pleased to announce that GB3WR, located on the Mendip Hills, will be back on the air by the end of March this year. For more information, visit Golf Bravo 3 Whiskey Romeo.uk. And there's coverage to South Wales as well as the South West. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7pm and talks start at 8pm. The club welcomes all members and non-members. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club, on Friday, members will be meeting from 7pm. South Bristol Amateur Radio Club is running an online foundation course in March. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/SierraBravoAlphaRomeoCharlie25. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30pm at The Chantry, Thornbury. On Wednesday the 19th of February, Martin M7VMT will be giving a talk about his Radio Shack. Tomorrow, that's the 17th, Western Supermare Radio Society will be hosting a talk entitled Early History of Radio by Chris Budd, G0LOJ. The club meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road, Western Supermare. And for South Wales, the next meeting of Avondare and District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday the 28th of February at Hirvine YMCA Hall, CF44 9RB, from 6 p.m. Aberconfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tom D Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the second and third Tuesdays of the month from 7:30 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. The next meeting will take place on the 18th. Cwmbrannan District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Lonnydale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ystrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesdays. Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Tuesday at High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP10 9SH. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSDB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeo-sierra-golf-bravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS-schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.